All right, Rabotai, good morning. Let's begin. So first of all, before we begin, I incredible yashar koach to all those who came to the Siyum last night, participated in the Siyum last night. Again, a very special thank you to Saeed for really coordinating everything, and a special thank you to Reb Tzvi Wolner for the... we didn't get to thank him last night because he wasn't able to be there, but for the delicious sushi, thank you very much. Blessed wish be Zoch and Merchant to be Messiah. Many more Masechtos together. And as somebody pointed out to me, I made a mistake. I said last night that it's 2 years until the Siyum. In fact, it is 1 year from this January. January 1st, 2020, is the Siyum Hashas. The Saeed is already working on the preparations for our Shir. Feverishly underway, Amir Tzashem. I just told him he's working on it for the Shir. Mirza, it's incredible to think that we're a year away from this incredible, incredible accomplishment. But our Shir this morning is dedicated, all the Shirim this month is dedicated by Leah's soul, as a Zchus for Refuah Shlema for her daughter Ilana Bas Esther. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, that Ilana together with Kol Chole Yisrael have a complete and enduring Refuah. So I'll say, with that, let's begin. I also want to thank Kalman Akiva for giving Shir yesterday and doing an incredible job at that. The feedback has been wonderful. Yashar Koyach. And also I'll say, I sent out on the WhatsApp this morning just a couple of pictures that are associated with today's daf. I know that Reb Kalman went ahead and showed the shir some of these pictures yesterday as well. So with that, let's begin. Let's actually begin from the top of Yutes Amud Aleph, even though this really belongs to the end of the previous sugya, but it'll be a good segue into today's sugya. So the Gemara says as follows, V'hilchasa, the halacha is, Mishipuye kova ulamata kshera. That shrita, if it begins ultimately again from the sheep, and I will say again, you could see on the images that I sent out today, you could look at it before or after you partake of the ragalach. That's up to you. But again, I will say you could see again, these are actually incredibly important pictures. The shepuye kova, I will say, which you see over here, the kova ultimately again being the, I guess what we'll call the thyroid cartilage. So I will say, so the shepuye kova, which is the slant of the helmet of that cartilage. So Mishipui Kova Ulamata Ksheira. So we'll say again, I'm not going to keep on defining these terms because ultimately you'll just reference the images that I sent out and you'll be able to see this. So Mishipui Kova Ulamata Ksheira. Vahainu Dishir Bechita. We'll say, but this is assuming that you did not cut through all of the cartilage. Now we'll say, interestingly enough, you'll notice on the images I sent out that what we define as the chiti, which literally means the kernels, actually is a reference to the vocal cords. That if you go ahead and you cut through the thyroid cartilage, so ultimately the shchita will be okay as long as you do not cut through the actual vocal cords themselves. Rav Nachman Achsher Mishep Kui Kova Lamata. Rav Nachman said that if you cut from the slant, we call it the slant of the helmet, Shepuya Kova Lamata, Rav Nachman said the shechita will still be kosher. Amr Rav Chanan Barav Katina, Rav Nachman Kiman, Rav Nachman, who do you hold like? Lo Krabban, but Lo Krabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yehuda. Whose shechita are you reflecting? It does not seem to be in conformance with the Rabbanon, nor does it seem to be in conformance with the shechita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say, so Rav Nachman responds in a very interesting way. Amr Ali Ano Lo Chilik Yadana, but Lo Bilik Yadana. He says, I don't know Chilik, I don't know Bilik. So Rashi points out that maybe Chilik and Bilik are reference to Rabbi Huda, a reference to Rabbi Yossi, a reference to the Rabbanon. Then Rashi says, in fact, Chilik and Bilik, Rabbi Yossi, is like an expression. Hoi Peloi. I don't know Chilik, I don't know Bilik, I don't know the Rabbanon, I don't know Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda. Ana Shmaita Yadano. All I know is the halacha as it was conveyed to me. Am Rab Chia bar Abba, Am Rab Yochanan, Am Rab Abba bar Zavda, Am Rab Chanina, Am Rila, Am Rab Yaakov bar Idi, Am Rab Yoshua ben Levi, Mishipui Kova Ulamata Kshira. The Rabbi says, as long as the Shechita takes place from literally again the slant in the helmet, and again Rabbi says, you can see it's the slope of the thyroid cartilage. Again, just looking at the images I sent out, as long as you shecht from the slope of the thyroid separate cartilage and below, ultimately again the shechita will be kosher. V'amar Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Levi says, Mugremes Dirab. So we'll say, remember again, this is all important because what this introduced to us, I will say, is the psul in the shechita called hagrama. I will say, what's hagrama? So hagrama is when you shecht outside of the permitted area. Interesting enough, I will say, we're going to see that we're going to spend much more extensive time focusing on these psulei shechita. But hagrama is, again, we begin to see now that there is an area in which shechita is permitted to take place. Outside of that area, that is called the psul of hagrama. So now Reb Shimon Levi says, Mugremes Rabbanon, Kasher Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So this is really just the carryover of yesterday's daf. So Reb Shimon Levi says, that which is hagrama, according to the Rabbanon, is in fact Kasher Karen Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And that which is considered to be hagrama outside of the prescribed area for shechita, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, is in fact kosher according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus. To which the Gemara says, okay, pshita. Rabbi, we saw this in yesterday's daf. That's obvious. What would I have thought? Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus adirabanan koi. I might have thought that maybe Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus is going on the shita of the Rabbanon. Kamash malon, that is not the case. I ve'ima hachinami. And I will say, why don't you say that indeed that is the case, that is true. Im kain, heyed alami boyle. Then I will say, the Gemara should have used the lashon of heyed alay. Ve'uchasa, and I will say, the halacha is, Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus dekai Rav Nachman kavose. The halacha in fact follows Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus, because Rav Nachman subscribes to shita. And I will say, and I just want to point out, this is actually no different than the first line we began with today, which was the top line of the Tesam Dalif, that Ve'uchasa, Mishipui Kova Ulamata Kshera, that Halacha Lamaisa will say, as long as you are shechting from the Shipui Kova, from the slope of the thyroid cartilage and down, right below that, your shechita will be kasher. So we'll say, see, the Rishonim ask why, after we got finished saying this line on the top of the Amud, why the Gemara needs to come back again and say that the Halacha follows Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus when it's the same thing? But okay, that's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. Amrav Hunam Ravasi. Machlokes, so we'll say, we're going to get into now a couple of very, very interesting cases. Machlokes, Bishashachat Shnei Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish. Well, so listen to this case. You have a following situation. The Shashachat Shnei Shlish, you did 2/3 of the Shechita in what we'll call the permitted area, Vehigrim Shlish. But for 1/3 of the Shechita, you went outside of the prescribed area. So we'll say, you could see, by the way, when you begin to look, you know, obviously these images are enlarged, but you can begin to see how you could very easily go in and out of the prescribed area of Shechita. So listen to this interesting case. So you're going ahead and you're shechting, you shecht 2/3 of the Shechita within the permitted area, Vehigrim Shlish, but 1/3 of the Shechita outside of the prescribed area. So I say, so what's the halacha in such a situation? Rabbanan Savri Kulon Shechita Ba'ina B'Tabas Gidola. So I say, ultimately again, So the Rabbanon require that the rove of the entirety of the Shechita take place in this area called the Tabas Gidol. So you can see that area referenced on the image as well. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda Savar Rubo Kikulo. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that no, as long as you have the majority taking place in the area called the Tabas Gidola, then even if, so in this case, you're having 2/3 taking place in the Tabas Gidola, 1/3 taking place outside of the Tabas Gidola, Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says it's okay. Aval Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shneishlish. But I will say, if ultimately again, you did hagrama on 1/3. So 1/3 of the Shechita took place outside of the prescribed area. 2/3 took place inside the prescribed area. Divri HaKol Psula. Everyone will agree the Shechita is possible. We'll say, why is that? Listen to this. Even though, again, in this case, you have 2/3 of the Shechita occurring in the prescribed area, the order over here is very important. Everyone will agree that it's possible. Why? Dechinafka chiyusa ba'inan ruba deshechita v'leka. Because they both say, At the time that the life force departs from the animal, you need that the majority has taken place in the Shechita. And I will say, now watch this. In this case over here, in this second case, you had over here of 1/3 hagrama, 2/3 Shechita. I will say, so 1/3 in the non-prescribed area, 2/3 in the prescribed area. Chazal, the Gemara is working off the assumption that the animal dies after more than half after 51% of the simen is shechted. Therefore, in a case where you did the first third outside of the prescribed area, it turns out that what? At the 51% mark, the animal really had the majority of the simen shechted outside of the prescribed area. So because of that, when the animal died, Rabbi said, there was not 51% done in the prescribed area. See, here this meaning, this is not just about, see, we would have thought, one might have thought, that as long as you have two-thirds of the shechita done in the prescribed area, even if one-third takes place outside, rubo kikulo. What the Gemara is introducing to me is the following idea, which is that at the time the animal dies, which is at the time of that 51% of the simen is cut, the majority of that shechita or the majority of that cutting must have been done within the prescribed area. So for example, I will say in this case of higrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlish, you did agrama, so in other words, the first third of the cutting was done outside of the prescribed area. The subsequent two-thirds was done within the prescribed area. When you look at that, when the animal dies, Rabosai, the majority of the shechita was done outside of the prescribed area. By the time you get to the 51% mark, the majority of that took place in the hagrama area and not ultimately in the prescribed area. Rav Chista says, Adraba, I could say just the opposite. Leyomar ipcha, machlokes, bishahigrim shlish, vishachat, shne shlish. Say that the machlokes is in the following case, where Rabbi said you did the hagram. Remember again, higrim means I'm cutting the simen outside of the prescribed area. So if ultimately, again, I first cut one-third of the simen outside of the prescribed area, vishachat, shne shlish, and then I do two-thirds of the shechita in the prescribed area. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Midi Dehavia Chatzi Kana Pagum. Because Rabbi Yossi will say that in that case, ultimately, what should be the halacha? That should be like a case of, I'll say, what happens if you come to the trachea, and it turns out that half of the trachea is already cut. So we'll say that's the case of Chatzi Kana Pagum, where half of the trachea was already cut. Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's before Rashi gets wide, about four lines. But say half of the trachea was cut on its own. The hosif alav kolshu, and I will say the shochet comes along and adds just a little bit. So what's the halacha? The gamru shchita. So we're going to see, as Rashi points out, this sugi is on chafches. So I will say, so if the shochet finds that half of the trachea is already cut, and the shochet comes along and just adds a little bit more to the cutting of the trachea, the halacha is shchita sokshera. The afa gav dechi nafka chiyusa lav ruba b'shchita. And I will say, and that is true, even though it turns out that when the animal dies, the majority of the simen was not cut through shchita. In fact, the majority of the simen was cut how through just other means. In other words, it was already 50%. What's the right word? Severed, thank you. 50% severed. Rabbi, so we'll say, so why don't we say, right? Maybe the Habakkuk kind of pogum. For the Rabbanan will say, Hasam makum shchita. Hacha lav makum shchita. The Rabbana will say, no. The case of Chatzi Kana Pagan, I will say, is a case where what? Is a case where it's true the trachea was already 50% cut, but if it's 50% cut where? It's 50% severed where? In the makum shchita, in the right area. We're dealing with here, we'll say, a different kind of case where the trachea is severed, but ultimately, again, it's not severed in the makum shchita. Ava shachat shnei shlish, the higrim shlish, but we'll say, in a case where two-thirds of the trachea was cut in the right place, and then one-third of the trachea is cut in another place, virya kol kshera. Everyone will agree that ultimately, again, the shechita is kasher. Why? So the Gemara says, "Dehatnan rubo shel echad kamo." Because we'll say we are subscribing to the idea of rubo shel echad kamo, that rubo kikulo, once you have two-thirds of the trachea cut in the appropriate area, even if one-third is cut outside of the appropriate area, ultimately, again, it will be kasher. Amar li Rav Yosef, man nema lan dahu ruba dehasam, lav Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, katani la. We'll say, how do you know if the case of Rove that we're discussing over there is not reflective of the position of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Dilma, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, katani la. Or the Abaye. Abaye says, Atu kol rube da'alma, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, katani la. We'll say, first wide line, New Testament, Aleph. Are we saying that every single case of Rove is reflective of the position of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda? Amarle ana ruba de shchita kamina de shaman alahu de pligi. I was saying, no, we're not saying every single case of Rov is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, but every single case of Rov in Shechita, where there's an argument, where there's a machlokis, could be reflective of the view of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Lishnachin, I will say another version of this. Amr le Amr Rav Huna bar Amr Rav Asi, machlokis, shehigrim shlish, vishachat shnei shlish. So we'll say, so the machlokis in this case over here is as follows. Where what? Where again, with the higrim shlish, one third of the shechita took place outside of the prescribed area, and shachat shnei shlish. Ultimately, again, two thirds took place in the prescribed area. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda savar midi dehavi achatzi kana pagum. Because what Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda will say that this is like the case of chatzi kana pagum. They both say that this is very interesting, because what we're saying over here is as follows. Here's what we know. When is Shechita, we'll say, when ultimately, again, when do we assume the animal dies? 51% of when the simen, when the trachea is severed. That's what we're assuming. Now, this is exceptionally important. Because we'll say, what we're saying over here is as follows. Let's go with what we know. Now, we never actually saw this case. We're just seeing it quoted over here. So we'll say, if the Shochet opens up the animal, and it turns out that 50% of the trachea is already cut. It's already cut. The Shochet takes his knife and he cuts a little more. It appears that what's the halacha? Valid Shechita. So we'll say, now watch this. What we're trying to do now is apply that concept to a case not where the trachea was severed, but rather where what? Where you cut in the wrong area. So we'll say, for example, in this case now, what we're saying in this case over here is Higrim Shlish Vishachat Shnei Shlish. Shlish. So we'll say, in this case over here, I cut one third of the trachea where? Where? In the wrong area. So let's assume whatever it is, Mishipui Kova, right, Ulamalo. I cut it above, you know, the cartilage, or whatever it is, I cut it above the thyroid cartilage. Wherever it is, I'm cutting it in the wrong area. I did one third of the cut in the wrong area, but then I come back down with my cut into the right area. And two thirds happens in the correct area. So what's the status of the Shechita? So we'll say, so remember again, the good news is, if all I've done is one third of the cut in the wrong area, the good news is what? Right? I haven't gotten to the 51% mark. So I started one third in the wrong area, come back down two thirds into the right area. What's the status? Says the Gemara, well, maybe I could say the following. Rabbi Yosi Bihu the Savar, Midi to have Yachatzi Kanapogum. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi will say, well, it should be good. Why? Because this should be no worse than when I'm shechting the animal and I find that 50% of the trachea was already cut. And what's the halacha? If 50% was already cut, as long as I get to that 51% with my own movement, halacha lamais, it's good. So therefore, if I shecht one third in the wrong area, as long as the subsequent two thirds are done in the right area, we should be good to go, right? The Rabbanan will say, no, you can't really compare the cases, because hasa makom shchita, hacha lav makom shchita. So we'll say, the Rabbanan will say, that case, I will say, chatzi kanapagum, that's talking about a case where the trachea was cut in the correct area. It's true, it's pagum, it's true, it was already cut, but it was cut in the makom shchita. Masha'inkin, where one third of the cut was done outside of the prescribed area for the shechita, once you have one third done outside of the makom shechita, you're out. So, by the way, this is the fundamental machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda will say that even if one third was done outside of the prescribed area, that is no worse than what? Than what? The case of Chatzi Kana Pagum. So therefore, again, and therefore, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda will say that as long as the remaining two-thirds of the Shechita are done in the right area, the Shechita will be good. The Rabbanan will say you cannot compare the case of Chatzi Kana Pagum to the case of one-third being done outside of the prescribed area. Why? Because Chatzi Kana Pagum at least is done in the right area. So the Gemara says, Va Rabbanan, Hasa Makum Shechita, Hakam Lav Makum Shechita, Aval Shachat Shnei Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish. Rabbi will say, if you went ahead and you shechted two-thirds of the simen in the right area, and what? You then did the remaining one-third outside of the prescribed area, divrei hakol kasher, ksher. Everyone will agree that the shechita is kasher. Why? The hatinan, rubo shel echad kamo. Because Rabbi will say again, once you've got two-thirds in the right area, then what? Rubo kikulo, and you are good to go. In other words, once you have the rov done, the shechita is kasher. Maske for Rav Chista, man leimalam dahuru badahasam, lav Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, lav Rabbi Yossi, sorry, man leimalam dahuru badahasam, lav Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda katanila. Why are you saying that the case of the Rov over there is not reflecting the view of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda? Zom Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda katanila. Am the Rabbi Yosef. Atu Kuruba Da'ama, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Katanila. Why do you automatically assume that every single case of Rov is reflective of the review of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Amarle Ana Ruba de Shechita Kamina, de Shamana Lohu de Pligi. I will say, I'm not referring to the Gemara, says, I'm not saying every case of Rov, but I am talking about the case of Rov and Shechita, because we see that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in that case. Fine. So I'll say the Gemara goes weiter. Higrim Shesh. So I'll say, just so you should know, by the way, just so you should know, so we do Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in that particular case. We Paskin, I'll say, as we will see later on, that the Halacha Lamaisa is Matzah Chat, that Matzah Chatzi Kana Pagum. If the Shochet goes in and opens up the animal, and he finds that half of the trachea has already been severed, and he severs a little bit more, 51%, the Shechita is going to be Kasher. And I will say, along those same lines, the way we will paskin is that halacha lemaisa, if one third of the shechita was done outside of the prescribed area, but then the remaining two thirds are done inside the prescribed area, we will paskin that such a shechita is going to be good. Why? Because that case is no worse than when you find 50% of the trachea already severed. Just like if you find 50% severed and you the shochet does the extra 51%, the shechita is good. So too, if you do one third outside of the prescribed area, the remaining two thirds in the prescribed area, then ultimately, again, the shechita will be good as well. Again, we're going to see that. We're going to see that sugyan chafkas chafkas. So the Gemara goes weiter. Higrim shlish. Now it gets more interesting. Watch this. I did one third of the shechita outside of the prescribed area, right? One third in the prescribed area, and then the last third outside of the prescribed area. So we'll say again, this just would simply be like a V, right? Or like an A, right? So we're going to see, by the way, this is going to be called shachat kimasreik. We're going to see this in Amud Beis, where you shecht pretty much like the teeth of a comb. You're just going in. This is called shechita under the influence, right? This is an S-U-I, right? So, you know, he's going up and down, up and down. The in all seriousness, we will see. You'll see, how does a case like this happen? It happens very easily. How does it happen? The animal moves, right? So we're going to see, by the way, now you begin to see. You remember again, in our, admit it, you missed the Kachim days. Admit it. You can say it. It's okay. We're amongst friends. You missed the Kachim days. But say, remember in our Kachim days, we learned about Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. What was there right outside of the Mizbeach by the Beis HaMikdash? Something called the Tabas. What was the point of the Tabas? They pushed the animal on its side and they locked the head in place. All of this was done, I would say, because animals move. Animals don't say, please shech me, right? You know, please, right? No, animals generally are not cooperative with the process of shechita. So again, all of these cases, as crazy as it sounds, one third here, one third there, it easily happens. And I would say it easily happens with relatively minute movements, right? Very small movements on the part of the animal send the shochet's knife all over the place. So watch this. Hegrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'hegrim shlish. So we'll say, one third was done outside of the prescribed area, one third in the prescribed area, a third outside the prescribed area. So we'll say, what do I do in this case? Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera. Rav Huna says the name of Rav that it's kosher. Rav Yehuda Amar, so the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Rav Huna says the name of Rav that it's kosher. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kshera. So we'll say, machlokes in the position of Rav. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera. So we'll say, now what's the machlokes? So Rav Huna says the name of Rav that it's kosher. Ki nafka chiyusa, b'shchita kanafka. So we'll say, at the end of the day, when the animal dies, it dies in a state of shchita. Because remember again, what's the case? One third hagrama, one third good, one third hagrama. The life leaves the animal when? At 51%. At 51%, what was happening? It was in the proper area. Therefore, again, the animal is kosher. So the Gemara says, Yehuda Rav Treifa, but in Ruba b'shchita v'leka. So we'll say, on the other hand, Rav Yehuda will say the name of Rav. No, because we'll say, here's the problem. Two thirds of this shchita was done it was done outside of the prescribed area. Because remember, again, it's one third in hagrama, one third shchita, one third hagrama. But again, I'm about to say, what does the term hagrama mean? Hagrama? means shechita outside of the prescribed area. So while it is true that technically speaking the animal died while the shechita was happening again in the prescribed area, you have a case over here of, so we'll say this is actually an interesting case, because here you have two-thirds of the shechita itself, the physical shechita, that are occurring outside of the prescribed area. But yet, interestingly enough, when the animal died, it died when? During a point in time when the shechita was being done when? Inside the prescribed area. So machlokis. So chefa, but in a robe shechita v'leka, he says, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, that you require the majority of the, you require a robe of a shechita, a majority to be done in a state of shechita. And Rabbi say that is lacking over here. Next case. Shachat shlish v'higrim shlish v'shachat shlish. Rabbi say reverse case. You did one-third shechita in the right area, one-third hagrama, one-third shechita. What's the status of this case? So let's listen to this. Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, Ksheira. Rabbi Huda says name of Rav, that ultimately, again, such a shechita is kasher. They both say, now again, why? Why would the shechita be kasher? Because you've got rubo kikulo, you've got two-thirds done in the state of shechita. So let's listen to this. Asu shaylev the Rav Huna. They came before Rav Huna. They asked him, what do you do in a case like this, right? Where it's one-third shechita, one-third hagrama, one-third shechita. So amrlu trefa, so Rav Huna paskin, that such an animal is a trefa, right? It's a trefa. Rabbi say, why is it a trefa? So Rabbi say, b'pashas reason, he says, trefa is why? Is why? Because Rabbi say, remember, at the 51% mark, what's happening over here? Right, it's outside. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, listen to this. So, Shama Rabbi Yehuda said, this is great. So, Rabbi Yehuda heard that Rav Huna trafed up his animal. Ikbid. Rabbi Yehuda lost it. Charifna umachshir. When I say it's traf, this guy Huna says it's kosher. Umachsharna traf. And when I say it's kosher, Rabbi Yehuda say, see, I want to just say something. The world of kashrus has not changed a bit. Right? Rabbi Yehuda say, it's the same exact thing. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when I say it's treif, he says it's kasher. When I say it's kasher, he says it's treif. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, the truth is, Shaper kamikbud. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda is right to get upset at me. Chadad iu shamiyale minei drav, va'analo shamiyale. First of all, the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rav Huna says, Rabbi Yehuda has a direct mesorah from Rav. Heard from Rav? I do not. I do not have a mesorah from Rav. Furthermore, va'od ha'ika ruba b'shchita. And the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda says, remember again, Rabbi Yehuda's position, Rabbi Yehuda, is in general, as long as you have a majority of shechita, ultimately, again, you are good to go. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yehuda's fact that he got angry at me is good. So I'm Rav Chista says to Rav Huna, lo tahadabach, so I'll say, Rav Chista gives Rav Huna chizik. And he says, no, do not retract, do not back down, and I'll tell you why. So the Gemara says, de'imkein, mafsarata la lekamaisa. Because if you back down, you're going to lose out on the first case. So we'll say, what's the first case? Look at Rashi. Tab Rashi says some of the bays. Mafsarat alakamaisa. The amrit mishmei derav higrim shlish vishachat shlish vehigrim shlish ksheira alma lav beruba b'shchita talya ela dinepo chiyusa b'shchita. Because we'll say, he says, remember again, see, we'll say, you want to understand what the fundamental tension over here? The fundamental tension is, do we say that a kosher shchita is predicated ultimately again on what? On rov, that you need the majority of the simen, the majority of the trachea to be caught in the prescribed area. Or I will say, is this a din of when actually the life leaves the animal? Right? And really what you require is what? You require ultimately again that at the 51% mark, that the cutting itself is being done in where? Right, in the prescribed area. In the prescribed area. So I will say, so interestingly enough, it appears that halacha lemaisa, it depends on the case. In other words, really ideally, we want rov of the simen to be shechted. But I will say, but it does appear that halacha lemaisa, what we look very carefully at, is what was being cut after 51% mark. If after 51% mark, ultimately again, the simen was being caught in the right place, then the animal is going to be shechted, even if it turns out that the rove of the simen was shechted outside of the prescribed area. But if at the time of the shechita, ultimately again, even if you were in the right area, but the majority of the simen was not caught in the prescribed area, so that's going to be the machlokes case. But I will say, it appears, based on what we said before, the case of higrim shlish, vishachat shlish, Vehigrim shlish, you have, which is the case of where two thirds essentially done outside of the prescribed area, one third done in the prescribed area. But that third, I'll say, was which third? Was which third? The 51% mark, that it appears that such a shechita ultimately again will be kosher. So we'll say, so again, I say appears because this is going to be an ongoing tension. But just to understand, we've now arrived at the thrust of the machlokes over here. Is it that you require the robe of the simin? And what we're looking for at the end of the day is that 51% of the cutting was done in the right place, or that no, at the 51% mark, meaning at the time when the animal died, where were you cutting? If you are cutting inside the prescribed area, then ultimately again, the shechita will be good. If you're cutting outside the area, even if it turns out that in fact you shechted the majority of the right simen, but at the 51% mark, at the moment when the animal died, if you are outside of the prescribed area, you're out. They're both saying, now it appears that we're really aligning, that we're really, here says Gemara, so let's finish the rest of the sugya. My time, kamachshar techinafkit chiyusa beachshera kanafka. Hachanami kinafka chiyusa bahagrama kanafka. So we'll say ultimately again what the Gemara seems to be saying is as follows. That when it comes to shechita, what we look for most is what? Where at the time when the animal died, where were you cutting? If you are cutting ultimately again in the prescribed area, even if the majority of the simen that was cut was not behechsher, as long as at the time, ultimately again, that the animal actually died, you are cutting in the prescribed area. We'll say that's why the case of higrim shlish, shachat shlish, higrim shlish, where again, I'll say two-thirds of the simen was done outside of the prescribed area. As long as that middle third was done in the prescribed area, because I will say again, if that middle third was done in the prescribed area, then what? Then what? Then it turns out that at the 51% mark, the animal was being shechted in the proper area, the shechita will be good. I will say, which is really incredible. Ikur of Nachman is Surah. I will say, Rav Nachman went to Surah. Boimine, they asked him the following question. Shachat shlish, vehigrim shlish, vishachat shlish. Mahu. What happens if I will say, you do shechita in the right place? Then hagrama, you go out of the prescribed area, and then shachat, you come back and you finish it off. What's that halacha? Amar lahu, lav hainud Rabbi Elazar bar Amin Yumi. Is this not the case? Rabbi Elazar bar Amin Yumi, Dar Elazar bar Amin Yumi. Shechita asui kimesrei kshera. What's Rabbi Elazar bar Amin Yumi said? That a shechita that's done like a comb, that's what I mentioned before, which means like the teeth of a comb, up and down, up and down, up and down, is kasher. So what's the shayla? V'dom ha'bamakom shechita. So we'll say, maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi just said that where? B'makom shechita. That if you do shechita like a comb, but it's b'makom shechita in the right area, then it's kasher. Shechita, so the Gemara says, b'makom shechita ma'ila memra. I don't understand, what's the chiddush, Rabbi Elazar? Ultimately, again, if it's the b'makom shechita, ma'u d'teima, what would I have thought? Bo'inan shechita miforas v'leka. So you'll say, I might have thought that really when it comes to shechita, I require what? I require a straight shechita, a straight cut. Kamash Malon, the Gemara says you don't require a straight cut, and even it's kimiforas, even if it's up and down, kimasreik, I should say, sorry, not kimiforas, kimasreik, up and down, the shechita will still be a valid shechita. Yosef Rabbi Abba Chori Dravkana, Yosef Rav Kana Kamei Dravi Yehuda. So let's listen to this. So again, everybody's, so in the Gemara just telling us who's sitting where. Rabbi Abba sat before Rav Kana, and Rav Kana sat in front of Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef Vikamar. Shachat shlish, vehigrim shlish, vishachat shlish. You should write shechita on a third, hagrama on a third, and then shechita on the last third. What's the halacha? Amrlei shechita sokshera. Shechita's kasher. Now, why would you say shechita's kasher in such a case like that? Robe. So you're both saying, again, here's the tension, right? Is it just that we look at robe of the simen, and as long as the majority of the simen was cut in the right place, then you're good? Or do we say no? What we need to know is what? What we need to know is what? Where was the animal being shechted at the 51% mark? I don't really care about the robe of the simen, right? What I really care about most is at the 51% mark, were you shechting the animal in the prescribed area? See, it says shechita ksheira, higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish. I'll say, what about this case? Right? Higrim shlish, shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish. What's that halacha? So we'll say, first wide line. Amar leish shechita sapsula. He says, ultimately, that case is going to be puzzle. Shachat b'makom nekev, mahu. Let's listen to this interesting case. Makom nekev, if you look at Rashi, it's almost right across in Rashi. B'makom nekev, shayu chatzi kana pagum betzido achitza. So we'll say in this case over here, there was a hole already in the trachea. Rashi says over here, this is a case of chatzi kanapagum. This is the case where half of the trachea, or some amount of the trachea, was already severed. So what's the halacha, Rabbi, if you just continued the cut there? Amarle, shechita also ksheira. Says the shechita is kasher. Shachat upaga bo nekev mahu. So Rabbi says, so again, understand the difference in these two cases. In case number one, shachat b'makom nekev, Rabbi says, means I start the cut from the area where there's a hole. I start the cut from the hole. So the Gemara says, it's kasher. Shachat upaga bo nekev. What happens if I'm shechting, Rabbi say, and what? As I'm shechting, I get to the spot where there is a hole. What's the sentence? Rabbi say, now what's the chilek over here? Look at Rashi. Shachat upaga b'nekev, shaya chatzi kanapagum bitzido hapnimi, letzad ha-mafrekes. Rabbi say, now just on a logistical level, on a technical level, the shaila is where is the hole? In case number one, the hole was by what we'll call the front part of the trachea. So therefore, again, it was by the area where the shochet first encountered. In case number two, so the hole is actually, we'll say, on the back side of the trachea. So he actually doesn't get to it until where? Until when? Or until he's actually, until he's already cutting. So we'll say, so this meaning, in case number one, the hole is at the beginning of the cut. In case number two, the hole is by the end of the cut. So what's that? Amarle shechitasa psula. So we'll say in the second case, so in case number one, he posits that where the hole is at the front part of the trachea, therefore the shochet encounters it at the beginning of the cut, the shechita will be kasher. In case number two, where the hole is by the end of the cut, the shechita will be pasul. So azul, so we'll see why. So azul Rabbi Abba, amra kamed Rabbi Lazar. Azul Rabbi Lazar, amra kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Amra le maishna, well, I don't understand, what's the difference in the two cases? Why is it when the hole is in the front part of the trachea, therefore at the beginning of the cut, the shechita will be kasher. Masha inkin, when the hole is by the back of the trachea, by the spinal cord, and therefore again the shechita will be pasul. What's the difference? So here we go. Amar le shachat b'makom nekev. So we'll say because if the shochet begins the cut at the space of the hole, so hat naase kimisha shachat obin kochavim v'gamar yisal. We'll say that's the equivalent of a case of where an Akum began the Shechita and a Yisrael finished it, right? V'gamar Yisrael, right? So we'll say, and therefore, again, look at Rashi for just a moment. Shachat b'makom nekev, na'aseh k'misha shachat ovi kochavim, chatzi kana v'gamar Yisrael. Dikanafik chiyusa b'yadad Yisrael. We'll say, listen to this, because remember again, once again, we're coming back to the 51% mark. If an Akum did 50% of the Shechita, and the Yisrael finished it up, what's the halacha, Rabosai? What's the halacha? The shechita will be good. At least according to what the Gemara is saying over here. Why? Why? Because at the 51% mark, it was the Yisrael who was shechting it. So therefore, if the shochet begins at the air where there's a hole, so already the trachea is 50%, we'll call 50% severed, the Yisrael finishes it up, it's kasher. Masha inkein shachat upaga banekev, but Rabosai, if the Yisrael is shechting, and he does the shechita, he gets to the 50% mark, and then what? What does he encounter? He encounters the severed trachea, because there's the hole. Na'aseh k'misha shachat Yisrael v'gamra ovid kochadim. That's what we'll say, that's like what? That's a case of where the Yisrael did 50%, handed over the knife to the Akum did the other 50%, and we'll say, what's the status of that shechita? Not good. So, kari aleh, so we'll say, listen to this. So remember again, he said to him, right? Kari ale ovid kochavim, ovid kochavim. You are like an akum, right? Which Rabbi says another way of saying, I politely disagree with your position, right? Omer Rava, shapir kari ale ovid kochavim, ovid kochavim. So Rabbi says he's right for calling him an akum. In other words, Rabbi says this is a wrong interpretation. Bishlam ahasam midahabi leili Yisrael mishchat ruba avlo shachat kinafik chiyusa biadad ovid kochavim kanafka elahacha. So listen to this. So Bishlam Hasam, in that case over there, we'll say it makes sense. Well, look at Rashi just a moment. We'll say it's Rashi in the last of the short lines. Bishlama shachat Yisrael v'gamar obed kochavim psula. So we'll say in a case where ultimately again the Yisrael shechted and the obed kochavim finished it. So we'll say I understand ultimately again why in that case. I'm sorry. Midahavet leili Yisrael mishchat ruba v'lo shachat. So we'll say if the Yisrael shechted 50% and then handed over the knife to the Akum, the Yisrael should have gone ahead and shechted the rest. We'll say, obviously, if Yisrael shechts 50% and then what? Hands over the knife to the Akum, and the Akum finishes up the Shechita, of course the Shechita is not going to be good, because it is the Akum ultimately again who caused the loss of life to 51% of the animal. Elahacha. But I will say, in this case over here, right, the Shachat Upaga Benakav, where ultimately again the Yisrael is shechting, and what? He shechts 50%, and then he encounters what? The perforation or the hole in the trachea. Elahacha. Michdi mishchat shachet, mali b'makom nakav, mali paga bo nakav. So we'll say, the Gemara says, the distinction you're making between when the Yisrael begins by shechting at the spot of the perforation or ultimately encountering the perforation doesn't make any difference. What does it matter if you begin the shechita 50% in or you shech the first 50 and then again meet the already existing severed area? Either way, halacha lemaisa, the shechita should ultimately be good. So we'll say, so again, what the Gemara ends off by saying essentially is as follows. Everyone will agree that if the Yisrael goes ahead and does 50% of the shechita and then hands it off to the Akum to finish it up, of course that case is not going to be good. Because there the Yisrael should have finished the job, but he did not. And therefore, if the Akum ultimately is responsible for getting to the 51%, the Shechita is not going to be good. But I will say, but this notion ultimately, again, of making a distinction between when you start from the severed area versus getting to the severed area, the Gemara does not seem to like this distinction. So I will say, we're going to see this case, because this case, later on, we're going to see this case of Shachat b'makom nakav. It's going to be exceptionally important. Where ultimately, again, you go ahead, you know, we're going to see both of the cases. Either where the shochet is shechting, and he begins at an area where the trachea was already severed, versus where he's cutting and he finds the severed area. So we'll discuss that in greater depth. For our purposes, Rabosai, the Gemara says, your comparison of that case to the Akum is unfounded. That does not make any sense. So right, if the Yisrael shechts 50% and then goes in and hands it off to the Akum, everyone will agree that such a shechita will not be good. Again, so remember we have two cases with the severed trachea. Case number one is where the shochet begins. He opens up the animal. He sees that the trachea is already severed 50%. He continues the shechita. That's case number one. Case number two is he begins with a fully intact trachea. And then what? As he cuts, he begins to see that it is severed. So I will say those are the two cases. We're going to see what the halacha is in those cases. But one thing is sure, which is it's not comparable to the case of a Jew shechting and then handing the knife over to the Akum. Good, says the Mishnah. We'll say new Mishnah. Hashochet min hatzdadim. If one goes in and shechs from the side, and I will say, now we're always assuming the paradigmatic case of shechita is where the shochet is shechting from what we'll call the front of the neck of the animal. What happens if he doesn't shecht from the front, but rather he goes by the side? Then I will say, now normally you would avoid the side. Why would you avoid the side? You don't want to hit the spinal cord, right? Because that's bone, right? That could nick the knife. But let's say you did. You shechted from the side. Shochet min hatzdadin, shechitas of kshera. Ultimately, again, the shechita could still be kasher. It could still be kasher. Hamolik min hatzdadin, melikas of psula. But I will say, if you do melika from the side, remember again, melika is where the kohen lops off the head of the bird, right? That you can't do melika from the side. Melika is done from the back, right? So if you do melika from the side, the melika is possible. Hashochet min ha'oref, shechitas of psula. It will say, if you shecht from the back of the neck of the animal, the shechita will be possible. Can't shecht, it will say, because remember again, that would be what? That would be cutting through the spinal cord. That you cannot do. Hamolik mina oref. But it will say, if you do malika from the back of the neck, malikasuk shera. So we'll say, by the way, when the Mishnah says malikasuk shera, it doesn't just mean malikasuk shera. What does it mean? That's malika. Right? It will say, malika is severing the spinal cord of the bird and going through the simanim. If you shecht from the front of the neck of the animal, the shechita is kasher. Hamolik minat savar. We'll say if you do malika from the neck of the animal, right, from the front of the neck of the animal, right, so the bird malikasa psula, that malika will be good. So we'll say, so therefore the Mishnah says, Pasal, I'm sorry, thank you. Shekol HaBasa, Malika cannot be done from the front of the neck, thank you. Shekol HaOref, Kasher LaMalika, because we'll say, for the Malika of the bird, the entire back of the neck is Kasher for Malika, V'cholat Savar, Kasher L'Shechita, and for Shechita we'll say, the entire front of the neck is Kasher. And therefore, Nimtza, Kasher B'Shechita, Pasal B'Malika. That which is good for Shechita is Pasal for Malika, Kasher B'Malika, Pasal b'shchita, and it will say that which is kasher from Malika, i.e. the back of the neck, is going to be pasal for shchita. Good, it will say, well, just one more line we're going to stop for today. My oref. So it will say, what does oref refer to? Ilema oref mamish. So it will say, here's what's interesting. What does oref mean? Does oref, if you say oref is literal, and I will say, all on an etymological level, what oref means is what? Is back. Maybe back means the back of the head, right? Back of the head. If you want to say that oref means the back of the head, my area shochet afilu molek nami. So Rabbi say, if oref means the back of the head, then Rabbi say, not only is the back of the head not good for shchita, but what? The back of the head is not good for malika either. So the Gemara says, mimul arpo amarachmana below arpo. So Rabbi say, what's interesting is as follows. That the Torah uses a double lashon of mimul arpo, opposite the oref. So the Gemara says, actually, velo arpo, and not just oref by itself. Ela my oref, rather I will say, was therefore again, ela my oref, mimul oref. Rather I will say, what does oref mean? Not really just the back of the head, but rather the back of the neck. Kediktani seifa, Kala oref kasher lemalika. As the Seifa says, ultimately again, the entire backside of the neck, ultimately kala oref kasher lemalika. The entire neck is kasher lemalika. So we'll say, so what the Gemara is going to go on to explain, we'll say is as follows. Oref by itself could just mean back. Now back means back of the head and back of the neck. What the Gemara now is suggesting is the extra word mimul oref teaches me that back does not mean back of the head, but mimul oref means what? Back of the neck. The Gemara will say, so we're going to see, we're going to stop here for today. The Gemara is going to go on to explain how we learn from the Lashon of Mimul Oref that in fact it means back of the neck.